This is Dairy Radio Now.
Healthy and productive transition cows is our topic on this Producer Tuesday, brought to you by PDPW, Dairy's Professional Development Organization. And joining us is Dr. Tom Overton, Professor and Director of Pro Dairy at Cornell. Tom, thanks for joining us today. You recently shared a 10-point checklist for managing transition cows.
Yeah, and I think, you know, transition success requires really good management in a lot of different areas of the farm. I mean, whether it relates to diet formulation, feeding management done every day at the farm, you know, protocols and employees and how they work with fresh cows. I think it also comes back to, you know, facilities and grooming management and things like that.
Well, let's talk about diet formulation and nutritional management.
You know, it doesn't need to be complicated. In other words, in my world in the Northeast, typically we're looking at corn silage, straw, or, you know, maybe mature grass hay and a grain mix formulated to meet her needs. And at the same time, as long as it's prepared well from a feeding management standpoint, mixing standpoint, can be pretty straightforward and lead to nice results overall. There's been a lot of focus on pre-calving diets or diets fed during the dry period to prevent hypocalcemia. And, you know, we have approaches relative to adjusting the DCAT or dietary cation anion difference of those diets. We talked about energy levels and protein levels and the importance of being right on with those in terms of not too little and not too much energy. And then again, at the farm level, frankly, really paying close attention to chop length of straw or hay going in those diets and minimizing sorting of some of these dry cow diets at the farm level. And that's really a key area that, again, comes back to something that's within the control of folks at the farm level.
When we discuss mineral balancing, it seems like there's always new research going on. Is there anything out there that you can tell us new?
Believe it or not, there is. You know, it's an area where, you know, we and other groups have been really focused on hypocalcemia, so low blood calcium in post-calving cows, and we're not really talking milk fever. I mean, milk fever is hypocalcemia, but in a clinical form, and, you know, most dairies have kind of gotten past that. But we can still have anywhere from 20 to 80% of cows post-calving that are subclinical hypocalcemic. And we now know that we can link that with or other risk for health issues, you know, lower milk production, poor reproduction. And so it really has caused us in industry to kind of refocus on, I would say, time-tested strategies such as, again, manipulating that dietary cation anion difference, but, you know, and use of anionic supplements in that regard, of course, providing the diet. And then also some newer work out of our lab and some others that, although it's research that had gotten some attention a few years ago as well, relative to actually putting a binder in the diet of calcium, it seems to also give good calcium status in these cows post-calving. So a lot more focus on this at the farm level.
Been talking about healthy and productive transition cows with Dr. Thomas Overton, Professor and Director of Pro Dairy at Cornell. And Tom, Cornell can provide a resource for dairy producers when we're talking about transition cows?
Yeah, you know, one of our main extension audiences at Cornell really is the nutritionist and people that are interested in aspects of nutrition. And so the nutritionists are going to conferences and programs to improve their knowledge, and then that translates into their ability to work with their client herds. And obviously there's other resources out there too, through extension or otherwise, in these areas. We've got a lot of material on various things at our Pro Dairy website at Cornell. You can Google Cornell Pro Dairy and find it there. Certainly active as are other groups relative to, you know, either putting stuff online or conducting educational programs.
Thank you for the visit today. That's Dr. Thomas Overton, Professor, Director of Pro Dairy at Cornell University. And this update brought to you by PDPW, Dairy's Professional Development Organization. More details at pdpw.org.
Get control of flies on your dairy operation with an integrated pest management program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products from Central Life Sciences. Clarifly Larvicide offers feed-through control that prevents the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated animals by as much as 96%. And Starbar features a lineup of baits, traps, and sprays that address fly problems in all areas of your dairy operation. Flies can spread disease and lead to decreases in milk quality and yields. Learn how to limit their impact at centralflycontrol.com.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Stay with this station for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.